Hello, my name is Nakia. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling a testing site near you?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I had a question about the vaccine.
Now, unfortunately, I couldn't answer any questions about the vaccine because basically with this line here, we only provide callers with testing sites. However, on our website, I'm pretty sure you will have more information because there is a section dedicated to COVID-19 and the vaccine. Well, not just COVID, but the actual vaccination. Mm-hmm. I can provide you with that.
Okay.
And just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
So it's A as in apple, D mm-hmm. as in dog, P as in mm-hmm. Paul, H okay. as in Henry.org, a.k.a. Alabama Department of Public Health.org. If you go there, there's a section that says COVID vaccine, FAQs, and something else to where you will have additional information. Like where you're inquiring about like what type of vaccination it will be?
No, I've had the first one. I just want to know could I take the second one on a different date, because the day that they gave me, I'm scheduled for surgery on that day, and I can't take it that day. After my surgery, or, you know, wouldn't have time to take it before that surgery or anything like that. And I wanted to find out, would I be able to, like, to take it on the first of the week of next month?
Ah, okay. So, unfortunately, I can't answer that question. Have you attempted to reach out to the department that you originally received your first vaccination from?
I got it from the one over at Station 9 on the 10th, and there was no number on the card, and I tried calling the information on the sheet that it gave us, but it didn't, anything that came up on that that would could answer that question.
Okay. Now, I will say this. Unfortunately, I don't know how long it'll take for you before you're able to receive your second vaccination, because I do mm-hmm. have luxury of going to the system to place citizens on the pre-registration list. But in your case, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure, I don't even want to say that. you stated that you attempted to reach out, but there's no contact information. Have you gone to the physical building?
No, because, well, you know, I guess right now, you know, I don't think they're doing anymore right now. I don't think. I haven't been back over there.
Yes, I know I know all the counties in Alabama are on a pre-registration list. And so uh-huh. because of that reason, there's no ETA of exactly when. And unfortunately, although this is the COVID, you know, hotline, we only provide testing sites, so we don't have like the luxury of looking into the health department system.
okay.
But I would say realistically, you know, either try to go up there to see if you can speak with someone, since you cannot call, mm-hmm. And just basically wait for a call back. Now, at the same time, the pre-registration list, I can place you on a list with your city, well, with your county, and have someone from the health department get in contact with you. But as far as because of your, you know, particular concern, that's about the most that I can do right now.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do that.
All right. One moment, because that's a completely different department. I'm placing you on the brief hold, but before I place you on hold, what county are you in?
Montgomery.
Montgomery County. So if I'm not mistaken, that will be Mobile Highway. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
sorry, today has been busy. And I'm like, okay, now I know it kind of by heart. All right, placing you on a brief hold to get into the next system. When I do that again, I'm not physically scheduling an appointment. I'm just placing you on a pre-registration list.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience. You said the county is Montgomery. May I have your age?
56.
May I have the spelling of your first and last name?
LINVASNEAD.
Hold on. You said your first name is Linda, correct?
Correct.
Matt, I'm sorry. Your phone broke up a little bit. Can you repeat the spelling of your last name? I think I heard S as in Sam as the first letter.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
N as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
E as in Echo. A as in Apple. D as in Delta.
Ah, okay. May I have one good callback number for you?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
May I have one good callback number for you?
Oh, I'm sorry. 334-538-2409.
And I apologize because I know today periodically it's either been my system to where they couldn't hear me or vice versa. So I'll repeat everything back to you. If you have an email
okay.
address, can you spell it out for me?
Okay. L_Sneed. S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, A as in Apple, D as in Delta, @yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you for this information. I'm going to repeat everything back to you.
Okay.
Age is 56. County is Montgomery. Email address is L as in Linda _SNEAD @yahoo.com. A good callback number for you is 334-538-2409. And your first and last name is spelled LINDASNEAD. Is all this information correct?
Correct.
All right. Thank you for this information. You will be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Again, unfortunately, I don't know when, but you'll be contacted by the Montgomery County Health Department. And
okay.
It says 3060 Mobile Highway.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with while I have you on the line today?
No, that would be all.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the COVID vaccine registration line and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.